If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about, have you heard about the upcycled foods? Do you know what those are? Maybe seeing them in their grocery store here soon. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, is more regulation going to improve your health status? It's going to preserve your health. We're going to answer some of those questions. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform and all of Americans. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. And today's devotional is from Deuteronomy 5. God says, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their children forever. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth and unite my heart to fear thy name. That's in Psalms 86. So let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is what Ecclesiastes 12 says. Fear God and keep his commandments, for it's the whole duty of man. Amen. Hope you're seeking the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Facebook is creating a device that can let you know you've received an email through your skin. That's right. The idea of using a person's sense of touch to deliver email messages is now in the works. The social media giant is calling this transcutaneous language communication, or TLC for short. So it transmits either spoken or written language to your arm. The prototype is in the work. It was presented recently at a conference in Montreal. Users can build their own vocabulary in as little as 5 minutes after they get a demonstration. Preliminary tests show that the participants were able to recognize hundreds of words after just an hour and a half of use. Wow. So new language skills, huh? Moving along in the quack report, they say a new venereal disease is causing infertility. A little-known sexually transmitted infection could become the next superbug unless people become more vigilant, according to experts. It's called MG, and it's short for Myoplasma Gentilum, and it offers really hardly any or no symptoms, but it could cause pelvic inflammatory disease. So MG can be missed by a lot of doctors, and people aren't developing resistance to it because they're using a lot of antibiotics. So MG is a bacterium, and it could cause a lot of inflammation, especially around the urethra for men, and also can cause a lot of discharge for them as well, and painful urination. In women, MG causes inflammation around the reproductive organs, the womb and fallopian tubes, could cause pain and possibly fever and maybe some bleeding, but overall the symptoms are pretty non-existent. So they said unprotected sex is the way that you get MG, and it's spreading in the UK. It's been around since the 1980s there. It's affected about 2% of their population. MG does not always cause symptoms, they're saying, and it's often mistreated as chlamydia. Okay. Moving along on the quack report, gases from your car air freshener could cause your car to explode. That's right. An automobile blew up in the UK. It wasn't a terrorist attack. It was, the vehicle was parked in a parking lot near a barbecue place, a retail store in Essex, and it exploded. It was strong enough to send the hatchback of the car door and its roof flying off, as well as his windshield. One person suffered minor injuries. So the fire department and rescue services reported that the gases from the air freshener inside the car accumulated. And when the driver lit a cigarette, it made it ignite. So be careful with the air fresheners out there. Last but not least in the quack report, if you're getting steroid injections, especially in joints like your hip, you may risk bone death, according to this recent report. They said undergoing a lot of hip steroid injections could cause more harm than good. This is usually they give it for osteoarthritis patients. A team of health experts found that the steroids also can cause, often used for joint pain, can cause bone death and collapse of your skeleton system. So be careful out there and research your treatments very carefully. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay. We are going to be talking about, first off, we've got some great things to talk about here. We're going to be talking about upcycled foods. That's right. Foods that were once allocated to the trash bin are now considered valuable foodstuffs, according to some research done at Drexel University. So repurposing furniture and other items, nothing new, but we're talking about food here. Yeah, researchers at Drexel wanted to see if the consumer would tolerate food products made from discarded ingredients. So in doing so, they have created a new category of foods for the supermarket. So we're going to see what is taking place and how consumers can be really savvy about the labeling that's going on now with a lot of foodstuffs. So people need to be real careful about what they're viewing in the store and what they're purchasing. So you got to read labels and you got to be savvy, 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 savvy out there. All right. We're going to be talking about this hospitality industry maybe going to be using upcycled foods. So the hospitality industry, the restaurants, the grocery store chains may soon proudly display what they offer, what is essentially recycled food products. So according to experts, the repurposing of discarded food is a popular idea with the millennials, the environmentalists, and anyone that uses a lot of recycled products. So according to Drexel, the team of researchers there, they made a product and used what they called value-added surplus products. Don't you love that? How they kind of just, you know, change the terminology to make it sound like something better than it is. Value-added surplus products, or VASP, V-A-S-P for short. So the value-added surplus product sounds a lot better than saying we used ingredients rescued from the garbage can. They clarify, hey, we only used food that wasn't trashed for our research purposes at Drexel University Food Lab. And in some instances, they, you know, included surplus foods on hand. And they say the researchers, they see this research as a way maybe to create better, more jobs, feed the starving people, reduce the amount of waste materials. They did report Americans have there's 42 million Americans experiencing food insecurity. So that is what they're saying it is. All right, so let us get to the typical household in America, shall we? So according to the researchers, the American households annually discard about 50 billion pounds of food. They claim some of the food is edible after, you know, preparing meals, but is normally thrown away. And many people discard a lot of produce because it's misshaped, it's kind of ugly looking. So repackaging discarded foods like this into food products sounds very frugal, but will consumers want to buy it? Well, to answer the question, the research team went about to make relish with a lot of discarded vegetables unfit to sell at the grocery store. Some of the teams they used the terms they used in their report were kind of creative. For instance, instead of using recycled vegetables from the trash, they call them trash adjacent quality ingredients. Don't you like that?
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, so we're back. We had some technical problems there. I apologize. I'm not sure where we left off. I do not have text capability on this screen, Frank. It's gone blank, so I don't know what's going on here. Well, let's talk about what the decision cues were when they wanted to rename the brands. So while the team at Drexel was playing around with words to describe their recycled relish, they were also trying to determine what's the decision-making process consumers use when they evaluate products from this new food category. But, you know, before they did anything, they wanted the test group to think about the best described word for their value-added surplus product. So out of the words they were told to choose from, conventional, organic, or value-added surplus food, the test group didn't select any of them. And when they asked why, they said, well, the product is environmentally friendly, but it's not strictly conventional or organic. So the team then tested other terms like upcycled, upscaled, rescaled, reprocessed, reclaimed, upprocessed, and resorted and rescued. And, of course, the winner was upscaled. So now when you're in the stores and you see a product that's upscaled, you'll know what it means. So consumers which gravitate to this type of product, they say are going to be sensitive, you know, to a lot of environmental sustainability issues and those who like the idea that the item benefits others, not just themselves. So your value-added surplus product now has their own food category. So it's called upcycled. And they found that the marketing for the product plays an even greater role, and it could even prove to command a higher price point than products with conventional or organic ingredients. So, therefore, consumers will need to really read the product labels very carefully if they prefer not to have granola made from spent brewing grains, which most likely will read upcycled grains. So beware that the packaging will most likely mention the product helps to feed the poor and save the planet. And this study, actually, the findings were published in the October 2017 Journal of Consumer Behavior. But I wanted to know what the heck did that recycled, upcycled relish tasted like. Did the taste test, you know, prove that it was good? Was it appealing? Well, according to one of the researchers at Drexel University, this is Rashid Suri. He says, depending on how you communicate such products, they might fetch a premium price, such as with organic foods. Taking wasteful ingredients, turning them into valued resources, and marketing it in a novel category, our study finds, not only will consumers eat it, they'll prefer it. End of quote. Well, with creative marketing, the researchers were able to remove the negative stereotypes that are associated with food meant for the garbage heap. That makes you wonder if the food industry will, you know, get a little creative with the conventionally grown foods. So knowledge will be the consumer's best defense against creative marketing that borders on deception. Well, let's look at those food labels, because the University of Delaware also published a study on your food packaging labels in the Journal of Applied Economics Perspective and Policy. There have been like hundreds of studies on this topic, trying to assess the quality assurance and the marketing that can, you know, stigmatize other foods in other categories. So in most of the studies, it was determined that there is a healthy dose of misrepresentation, as consumers are often misled by ingredient terms which are misinterpreted. So product labels are supposed to bridge trust between the manufacturer and the consumer. And the market information consumers should acquaint themselves with can be overwhelming. So consumer choices are worse if they have to rush through the store. So today, product labels can actually represent more than what the product offers. One mistake that shoppers make is they think the fewer the calories on the product label, the more organic it is. That's not the case. Here is a quote from Kent Messer. He's with the Center of Experimental and Applied Economics in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. And he says, the ugly side of food labels is when labels sound like they have a positive impact, but really they have a negative one, end of quote. Now, Ken Messer reveals that many food companies are tapping into the environmental sympathetic consumer to include on their labels low food miles, which may not reflect low carbon imprint at all. He says the true energy is never really assessed in these cases, he says. All right, so consumer confidence is the key. And there are some common sense tactics that consumers can use to help protect them when they're reading product packages for food or supplements, and here's just a few of them. Your ingredients should read really as whole foods and not as a list of chemicals. So for food, try to keep your ingredient list to 8 ingredients or less. Also, if it says organic, to be truly organic, the label should read as certified organic or tilt standard organic or wildcrafted organic. Also, if it's conventionally grown, it's not organic. Conventionally grown is really not considered organic because they're all the herbicides, but it also may also be GMO as well. Also, herbal tinctures, if you're looking at those, they should include tilt standard organic or wildcrafted ingredients on them. Also, use organic alcohol and process without forced extraction or heat to preserve the potency and the nutrition of the herb. So tilt standard organic, for those of you who don't know what that means, it means the soil has rested for 5 years and no fertilizers, herbicides, or pesticides have been used on the crop, and the crop is also non-GMO. All right, so high standards. You all need to, shoot your sights for that. And as more of the associations, they're supposed to be keeping a check on what's considered organic, but they instead are really dismantling the organic standards. Consumers are going to really have to research their choices regarding food and supplement manufacturers. So as you have seen in this case, descriptive terms will matter. And not only will ingredient list matters and packaging matter, and also manufacturing processes are going to matter. So keep in mind that important packaged foods often imported ones will often mention the U.S. distributor if it is sold in the United States. And I don't know how many of you have gone down this rabbit hole where you've called the phone number on the package, but you get the distributor. And most often they have no clue about the ingredients used to make this product and the manufacturing of this product. They just sell it. That's all they know. So tilt standards, if you're looking for tilt standards in your herb supplements, the herb supplements that are manufactured by Apothecary Herbs are tilt standard quality. They do include wild-crafted organic herbs in some instances as well. So the formulas are really naturally aged for 30 days, and then they're cold-pressed, and that gives you the highest potency in an extract. So other companies tend to skip the aging process and use a forced extraction method, which exposes the herbs to heat and then produces a very low potency product. So potency will always be your game changer. So if you're looking for, results, you definitely want to research your herbal supplement manufacturers as well. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you some of their organic herbal cleanses, their immune boosters, their formulas that support metabolic function. They do have a free catalog. And their toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because when you get quality product that's processed to preserve the integrity of the plants, that's when you get the game changer that's going to make a big difference for you know, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in your health quest. So give them a call or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on there, don't be afraid to sign up for the free online newsletters. If you do have email, it's under the Books and Newsletters tab. And you can sign up for the newsletters to be sent to you each week free. There's no subscription fee. So you'll get empowering information in your email each and every week. Absolutely fabulous stuff to have. And people that subscribe rarely come off that list. So it's definitely got some, you know, interest-grabbing information that you can also save and send to family and friends, which is always a good thing. All right. So I know we're going to be coming up for a break, but for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking about, is your health preserved by more regulations? You know, if we're looking to government to help secure, you know, the integrity of the healthcare profession, products that you may see in the stores, is more regulations going to secure that for you? So, well, in the last decade, the industries which have endured more government regulations in this area of healthcare, for instance, haven't done so well. Healthcare has become more unaffordable. So I'm really not just talking about, though, the Affordable Care Act, which, you know, the government, you know, forces really on people and wants to get rid of the private sector here in the United States. I'm also talking, though, about regulations that affect your nutritional and medicinal sources that have a direct effect on health. So governments really do love to regulate. And it allows them to modify standards and enforce new rules for more control and even exploit people directly and indirectly. So government power can be persuaded to sell its favor to a particular entity, resulting in changing the business landscape. And such changes could actually put people out of work and make businesses close their doors. So we're going to take a look at some of the things that really can be brewing that would have tremendous impact on your health freedoms in the second part of this show. And if you missed Tuesday's show, we were talking about a law out in California that they're trying to pass, SB 1424, which would create speech crimes if you wanted to challenge any official report from the health industry, pharmaceutical companies, or the government when it comes to certain things like healthcare, like, say, vaccines and treatments of other sorts. So that in itself is a scary wicked, because if we have current treatments that are harmful but haven't been proven as harmful yet, it's going to deter scientists from proving that if this bill gets passed in April of 2019. So it's really important that we stand up for our health freedoms, be educated, do our homework on these things, and, and freedom of speech is something to be protected. And challenging authority is freedom of speech. If they take that away, what do you have? Well, you have the problems that some of the other parts of the world have. Yeah, tyranny. All right, we're coming up to this bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we are going to empower you further. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
It's as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay up again if I can for sure.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about, is more regulation going to secure your health freedoms and make your life healthier? Well, most people aren't aware of the Codex Alimentarius, which is really your food harmonization code. It originated in the European Union, and if you're not sure what it does, let me just refresh your memory. Codex is a code for global standardization regulations that affect your food, your water, and your medicines. It sometimes is referred to the Food Harmonization Code. So the Codex also assumes to regulate the dietary supplement areas, and they have severely dominated this market now in the European Union, and they've removed the use of 22,000 herbs from their market. So in the European Union, they have rewritten the regulations that govern your supplements, your herbs, and taking them from the food category and putting them in the drug category. Australia and New Zealand have the same problem. So this reclassification has reduced the number of herbal products available as an over-the-counter and also under the European directive. So under the EU's natural therapy regulations, they crafted a very narrow requirement to make it nearly impossible to offer any combination of herb products together in one product packaging. So they like single herbs. They don't like combo herbs. So their laws are about anti-complex formulations. And the other problem is that scientific-based documentation on the herbs are required in order to qualify for a license, which makes it really cost prohibited for manufacturers to sell them unless they can come from maybe the pharmaceutical industry, which has deep pockets. So out of the thousands of herb products on the European market in 2000, there are now a mere 200 that are approved for sale. Fewer than 50 medicinal plants have been approved, and medicinal plants are provided to us by God. And the regulation of these things is really a tragedy. It's immoral. So many of the Europeans feel that the government has constructed a complex obstacle course of regulations in order to remove these products from their use, and only large companies with deep pockets that wish to offer them can do so. Here is a quote from nzherald.com. They say, herbal practitioners say it's impossible for most herbal medicines to meet the licensing requirement for safety and quality, which is similar to those for pharmaceutical drugs, because the cost of testing and obtaining a license costs $161,000. Yeah. Also, this is from Michael McIntyre. He's the chairman of the European Herbal and Traditional Medicine Practitioners Association. He says the problem is you can't get a license for many herbal medicines because you can't patent them, and the implications are serious, end of quote. Yeah, so they found a regulatory body to take away your access to the medicines God says you have a right to. Now, this is from Dr. Rob Berkick. He's with the Alliance for Natural Health. He says thousands of people across Europe rely on herbal medicines to improve their quality of life. They don't take them because they're sick. They take them to keep healthy, end of quote. Well, that's the whole thing then, isn't it? Pharmaceuticals, you know, feel like, well, if you're taking something to stay healthy, then you won't need their products, right? Well, on the U.S. soil, a lot of proponents here have been trying to do the same thing to your herbal markets, either through the FDA or other means. They want to adopt the EU regulations for your supplements here in the United States. So the FDA has made several attempts to modify their government's Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, and the media has been used to try to convince the public supplements are dangerous, not regulated, and their safety to the public is at risk. I'd like to point out the number of death certificates that were from the use of prescription pharmaceutical drugs is in the hundreds of thousands, where the death certificates from a use of an herb supplement is almost zero. Okay? Here's a quote from Daniel Fabricant. He's the CEO of the National Product Association. He's also the former employee of the FDA Dietary Supplement Division. He says dietary supplements do not claim to cure Midgetate disease, and are, in fact, regulated just like other products. Supplements require good manufacturing practices and compliance with the FDA's adverse event reporting and record-keeping requirements, among other things. People are fed up with the type of care they get from primary physicians, and that is covered by insurance. And across the board, people are looking for ways to stay healthy on their own. Yeah, stay out of the doctor's office. That's what they're looking for. So the FDA has been trying to modify some of the good manufacturing guidelines of the supplement market, and some feel that they are inching towards the regulations similar to the European Union's. Now, the public has also been kept up to speed. The FDA is really trying to do what the supplement market and savvy consumers know, that the supplements are not dangerous like prescription drugs, and more regulations of supplements are going to make them more expensive, harder to obtain, but not any safer. So in December 2016, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission targeted the homeopathic remedies that were attempted, they said, to mislead consumers. They stated that the natural remedies on the market, the homeopathic products, claimed to be effective without any scientific proof. They are also attempting to enforce the homeopathic products include the following statement on their products. This is has no scientific evidence that this product works. So they want you to put that on your product, that it's worthless, don't even buy it. So how long, though, have homeopathic products been on the U.S. market? Apparently long enough to become a $523 million business. About 5 million adults and 1 million U.S. children use homeopathic products each year. And according to the website Business Insider, the FTC intends to require homeopathic remedies to be held to the same standards as pharmaceuticals and provide clinical research for the effectiveness. So keep in mind, there have been many drugs that have not been effective in clinical trials. Results were covered up and approved by the FDA anyway, which does not test any drug itself. So the scientific evidence in such cases was pretty much pure fiction. All right, so here is a quote from Dana Ullman. She's a naturopath, homeopathic practitioner. She says, considering this long-term safety history of homeopathic medicines, it's surprising and even shocking the FDA or the FTC would consider proposing new regulations now. One cannot help but wonder who or what is pulling their strings. It is most likely powerful economic forces at play protecting big pharma from their competition more than protecting the consumer. End of quote. I would tend to agree there. Money answereth all things. That's right. This is what the Bible tells us, and God can't lie. All right, so a lot of people think homeopathic and herbal supplements are the same. They're not quite. Many people think, you know, homeopathic remedies, same as herbal medicines. But there is an important distinction. First, herbal medicines have been around for thousands of years, and homeopathic remedies were created in the 18th century by a German physician, Samuel Heimermann. And he decided to take herbs and distill them many, many times, removing nearly all of the medicinal properties of the ingredients. So they just had the essence of the plant. So the American Institute of Homeopathic describes the process this way. They say homeopathic medicines are prepared through a series of distillations, and at each step, which are a vigorous agitation of the solution called succession, until there is really no detectable chemical substance left. End of quote. Okay. Which is why I don't use homeopathic products, but if there's nothing left in it, how can it cause the problems the FTC is saying it causes? Well, the second thing to remember is homeopathic medicines may contain animal ingredients, and it's very popular with other countries like Germany, Mexico, the UK, India, and France. So when you asked why people use homeopathic remedies, the feedback that people give you is they're trying to use less toxic alternatives and avoid the antibiotics. So according to a group that are of training farmers, homeopathy at Willy level, these were farmers that were turning to homeopathic remedies in an attempt to get their animals off a lot of drugs. They said the healthcare professionals in France recommended using homeopathic products 44% to 95% of the time. So in the UK, homeopathic remedies became so popular, the Ministry of Health wants to ban them. So what is frustrating to the natural health community is that government agencies will be trying to make a case that the natural remedies are really placebos of little or no effect, and the product statements of benefit are false and misleading. And in the next breath, they claim the products are dangerous, and the definition of Webster's dictionary for a placebo is a harmless, unmedicated preparation given as a medicine as to humor the patient. So it's harmless, so how can it be dangerous? Also, the medication, the medical definition of placebo is it's usually a pharmacological inert preparation prescribed more for the mental relief of the patient than the actual effect on the disorder, or an inert substance used as a controlled experiment testing the efficiency of another substance or drug. those double blind placebo studies is what you often hear about. I prefer the herbal medicines because they're not distillations. They're the full power of the plant. At least they should be. So researchers at Johns Hopkins University in 2016 reported that allopathic medicine, its procedures, its surgeries, its drugs, and its health professional errors are the third leading cause of death in America. And you would think that allopathic medicine would fall under the power of the FDA and the FTC. They do, but as a means of protection, I think not. This brings us back to the tighter regulations the government is seeking to put on homeopathic remedies and dietary supplements. So the more people seek the natural, the safer options for better health, to stay healthy and not get sick, the more pressure the drug companies are putting on government agencies to eliminate their competition. And there's really no death certificates, like I said, listing the cause of death by homeopathic remedy or herbal remedy or by itself. So the liability is so low that there's no malpractice insurance needed or available for natural doctor practitioners. So it's really up to each individual to be proactive, protect their right to have access to the medicinal herbs you seek, and don't let government convince you that business owners don't know how to run a responsible and free business, because they do. So it's very clear to me, more regulations on natural medicines, herbs, and even homeopathics, if you want them, is really not going to keep consumers safer, but it will produce a decline in health. So if you ask most natural health practitioners or manufacturers of supplements why they do what they do, they will often tell you because they're passionate about their work, something very close to home happened that led them down this path. So passionate people excel at producing quality products and services. So their reputation really is on the line, and they strive for excellence. And consumers will benefit from that. And you also are not going to get refunds from allopathic medicines and pharmaceutical and drug stores when they mess up and the drugs don't work. So, God's instructed us, use the medicinal herbs because he made them for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And he didn't make them for just a few people to regulate out of existence. He made it for everybody. And you should really not need a license for what God ordains as good. So if you would like to empower yourself, learn more about the health benefits of herbs, you can cleanse away impurities, strengthen metabolic functions, boost the immune system. And a lot of times it's with your diet and your medicinal herbs. Typically, science knows this. They know that if you go from a junk food diet to a healthy one in 7 days, it changes your DNA for the better. So if food has that kind of power, just think what medicinal herbs can do for you. And on the flip side of that, what detrimental effects vaccines and toxic drugs would have to your DNA, right? Right. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse away impurities, remove toxins that invite disease, and, of course, boost your immune system, strengthen the metabolic functions, definitely give them a call. Apothecary Herbs would send you a free product catalog in the mail if you'd like. Their number is toll-free in the United States and Canada. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. is their web address. And, of course, like I said, if you want to sign up for their newsletters, they are free. You can get them through your email. Just sign up today at thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters and just follow the instructions and get on the mailing list. Of course, you can opt out at any time, and they're completely free. All right, so we have a few minutes here, and we're in the dog days of summer. And I pray everybody out there is doing well. Camping, hiking, swimming, whatever it is you do for the summer to get out there and enjoy it. Just be safe out there. A lot of people do benefit from some natural ways to deal with rashes. So if you get near those poison ivies, oak, and sumac, you might want to take a lesson from the Native American Indians that knew how to cure that in skinny minute. Look at the skin poultice the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, and you'll be amazed what you can do with that. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, $20. I mean, you can't get a copay for that, right? All right. All right, so we got a little time here, So we're going to be talking about some of the dangers we can run into when we get close to retirement, especially when we're in our 50s. We see that some people are preparing and some people aren't. According to Dr. Bernice Nutrington, she's a psychologist at the University of Chicago. She says men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men, she says, will focus on career accomplishments and time limits they're facing, while women may be in the middle of restarting a career after taking time to raise the children in the family. And she also says that women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed and the changes that would bring. Another interesting fact, she says, according to also David Gutman, he's a psychologist at Northwestern University, he says that people who leave school and marry earlier go through aging stages about 5 years earlier than professionals do. He also says that in your 50s, it presents a somewhat subjective time in aging, and people will either see themselves as much younger or older than their chronological age is. So a strong influence affecting this perspective is physical changes and even limitations. According to Daniel Levinson, a psychologist at Yale Medical School, he says, for many in their 50s, there's this silent despair, pressuring of fear of becoming irrelevant in the work or place or in marriage and with no other alternatives in sight. And also Bernice, a Nutrigen psychologist at the University of Chicago, she says, a focus on fear of like heart attacks begins around 50 in many people as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers. So we start to focus on the fear of getting older. And, you know, God says fear is the devil. We shouldn't succumb to that. We can be concerned, but we should not be fearful. So turning 50 seems to be this milestone of sorts. And we notice changes, like we're not as agile, maybe. We have a little less stamina than we did maybe 10 years earlier. Menopause starts to get thrown in the mix there. Maybe some harsher realities with serious health issues may crop up. People start to get bone problems. Cardiovascular health and even cancer can be in there. According to Dr. David Karp, a sociologist at Boston College, he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought that old age, when we experience it, the physical impairment is just going to be part of it, and also as we become grandparents. So, you know, people expect things to happen as they get older. Well, it's common, but I wouldn't say it's normal, you know. When you read a lot of, passages in your Bible, how healthy they were in their 80s, you know, but of course they didn't have the toxins we have today. So the most common health worry for women as we age is, this was in an article in the Huffington Post, women in their 50s often fear the health problems their parents or other family members are experiencing or did experience. They'll focus on that. Women are usually the caregivers, especially for elderly parents, people maybe that are experiencing dementia. Maybe they're volunteering at their, you know, church to help some elderly people in their church. And cognitive impairment usually is typically one of the things they see. And other health concerns, women over 50 get really focused on chronic internal medicine diseases like arthritis and strokes. So women tend to worry about that, dementia, cancer, arthritis, and strokes. The most common health worry for the men, according to Research America, is men in their 50s worry about health as well, but their top concerns are becoming disabled, not being able to function or work or support a family. Diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as well as heart disease, stroke, and cancer are on their mental list. Now, this is Dr. Gary Small, director of UCLA Longevity Center at the Semmel Institute of Neuroscience and Health Behavior. He says many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline, such as regular exercise. So these health behaviors will help us. Regular exercise, healthy diets, mental stimulation, and stress management. Yeah, being active, being engaged, you know, watch the diet, you know, don't overdo, do our due diligence, and we can preserve our wellness and our, you know, quality of life. So this is what I've been hearing of people over 50 years of age. It's obvious to me that many over 50 have concerns, desires to resolve a lot of their health issues. There's even this sense of urgency that they have. They want to get off their medications. So people with prostate problems, cognitive function, memory, focus problems, urgency, you know, kidney bladder issues, immune system health, cancer, as well as sex drive, cardiovascular health, bone health, muscle mass and energy. These are the, what I hear over and over again from people around the 50 years of age. I also hear that they have really no faith in their doctors being able to resolve any of these issues, and they don't want the treatments of lifelong drugs or surgery. They want something that fixes it. So I also am really a witness to the fact that improving health really starts in your head. And the earlier you start that, the easier it's going to be down the road. So when a person decides, no matter what age they are, to implement some changes to their lifestyle to help strengthen their system with medicinal herbs, lifestyle, exercise, and so forth, they do reap the health benefits they seek. Natural health, usually rule of thumb, give it 3 to 4 months to start turning things around. So don't get discouraged. They essentially really take back their health from a system that simply monitors their symptoms of disease without curing it. So when a person wakes up to the fact that doctors really don't cure enough, cure anything, patients do understand that, you know, what they studied in med school and what they read in journals is really disease management, and it makes them patients for life, and they don't want that. They want something else. Here's a Chinese proverb, which I always think is spot on. It says, superior doctors prevent sickness. Mediocre doctors attend to impending sickness. And inferior doctors treats actual sickness. Well, you know, herbs, foods are your medicines. Hippocrates says that. So you could be your own doctor with foods. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Until they regulate food as a medicine, right? Oh, I think that the insanity might go there with the Codex Alimentarius. I think food and water, the air you breathe, is all going to be part of some sort of control agenda, which is scary to me. But God's on his throne, so always seek the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short, and he'll guide your path. And he says, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. From Genesis to Revelation, he encourages us to notice that. It's time we heed that wise wisdom. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They have a product catalog they'll send you free of charge to get you started on your path to wellness. The number is 866-229-3663. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's you and God's herbs. What better combo could you ask for? I know I'm about out of time. Thank you, Frank. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.